a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Let me try it again. That was lame. Good morning. We will go to work and we'll call the House local government's meeting to order. I'd encourage Representative Valentine Rausch to remain quiet. I welcome everybody to the local government. It's an honor for each and every one of us to be back here. Rumor has it we had a pretty good committee last year. Membership was outstanding and extraordinary, rumor has it, and I look forward to that as well. Remind prior to roll that we are in fact on the internet. Whatever says out in the audience as well as committee certainly filters out into the airwaves. We're also fortunate to have Fred and Jeanette back with us, and with that, would the secretary call the roll?
Here. Here.
Thank you very much. As slated on our agenda, we are just slated to have a quick general briefing from the Secretary of State. We also will have a brief introduction following that from the new Executive Director of the South Dakota Towns and Townships. The Chairman finally just noticed that we do have different seating assignments this year, which is going to throw me off. We're fine. I appreciate the confidence. With that, if we could, we are honored to have Secretary of State Chris Nelson here to give us a briefing and a general overview. Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State. For a number of years, I've had the privilege of coming before this committee to bring elections-related legislation and work with you to make our election process the best that it can be. 2010, an election year. We are into it. We have already got two legislative candidates that are already filed to be candidates, and we will have many, many more before we're done. Last year, when I came before the committee, I told you about the successful implementation of a new candidate management and election night reporting system that we internally call SD25. Worked very well for the 2008 election. I just mentioned that because in 2009, we were awarded a national professional practices award as being the best professional election practice in America for 2009, and I just wanted to make mention of that. The system has worked very well. 2010, really two unique challenges this year. The first comes from the State Democratic Party, who has exercised their right to invite independents to vote in the primary election. And for independents that show up in person, that's not much of an issue. But for independents that are choosing to vote absentee ballot through the mail, we have to make some adjustments, both in our software system and also in our absentee ballot application system. We have one bill that we will be bringing to define exactly how to handle those absentee applications from independents to make sure they get the ballot that they want. Because in some precincts, those independents will in fact have a choice between a Democratic ballot and a nonpartisan ballot. In other places, they won't have that choice. And so we need to define exactly which ballot they are entitled to. The second challenge for 2010 is implementing a new federal law called the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act. Recently passed by Congress, and the intent of that is to make it easier for those that are in the military and overseas to cast their absentee ballots. Four things that I will mention anyway that the bill does that we will have to look at. One is lengthening the amount of time that we have available for absentee balloting. Today, we set it at 42 days in South Dakota. By the federal law, we have to expand that to 45 days. The second thing that it requires us to do is provide absentee voting information electronically. We currently do that on our website. The third thing is that it requires states to allow the electronic tracking of absentee ballot applications and absentee ballots. In other words, allowing a service person to go onto a website and find out what day did my absentee ballot application arrive, What day did they send my ballot out? What day did my ballot get back? And so we are beginning the programming to do that particular item and allow not only our military but any absentee voter in South Dakota to track the process of their absentee ballot. I mentioned when I began today that ST25 system that we developed last year. This new component will reside within that system, and so it's simply an expansion of that existing platform to comply with that federal mandate. And then the last thing that the federal law requires is if a service person or a person overseas requests their ballot electronically, that we have to be able to deliver it to them electronically. And so obviously that involves additional software programming, because that's a whole new area. In the past, all ballots have been paper, mailed out, mailed back. Now we have to make it available electronically. Obviously, security is the number one concern, and so we're taking that into account as we develop that system, and that will be all up and running for general election 2010. Those are the things that are on our plate this year, and be happy to answer any questions, if appropriate, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely, Mr. Secretary. Questions? Representative Vanderlinde.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chairman. Secretary of State, Ms. Nelson, does that apply to the reservations and to the Native tribes, and are we going to make sure their ballots get in a timely fashion?
The military and overseas, yes, would apply to any person who is in the military or is residing overseas who is registered as a voter, and doesn't matter whether they're registered in one of our Indian country counties or any other county in the state, it's going to apply to everybody equally, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Additional questions? Fire away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, is there going to be any reimbursement from the federal government for the extra cost involved in the last description that you gave to us?
That's a great question. The bill authorizes some federal reimbursement, but nothing has been appropriated at this point. What we are relying on is the federal government has given us money under the Help America Vote Act, which I've talked to you about in the past. We have been very frugal in our expenditure of those federal funds, and so we have some of those monies left, and we're going to use those monies to comply with this new mandate.
You're good, Representative Bourne? Additional questions? Thank you, Mr. Secretary. If I could, prior to just backtracking just briefly, we are privileged to have two pages here, and I would ask that they would come up and hit the desk, and please introduce yourself, because we're very appreciative to have your services.
I'm Jeffrey Mettler. I'm from Eureka.
I'm Rachel Schmidt. I'm from Marion.
Thank you, and welcome to both of you. And if I could take a personal privilege, I have been calling him various names, but we do have a distinguished intern over here, and if he could come over and introduce himself. Quite a story on this young man, but it also helped me to remember his name.
My name is Bojan Jakšić, and I go to University of Sioux Falls. I'm a senior, and I'm an intern for Representative Kirkpatrick. And originally I'm from, as you can see, I'm not from Sioux Falls originally. I'm originally from Serbia over in Europe, ex-Yugoslavia. And I've been living in the United States for 10 years, and I became a citizen 2 years ago.
Thank you. Prior to the introduction of a new executive director for an organization in the state of South Dakota, just to remind this committee, we will always have respect, grace, and dignity to anybody hitting the microphone, and I can assure you that anybody offering testimony will share all of that philosophy with this board as well. There will be an occasion that a committee member might have to have a phone call. That's part of the process. I would ask that, first of all, it would not ring, but it will happen. Just take it out in the hallway. If there is any violation of that between this committee and the audience, I will leave it to the Vice Chairman, Representative Roush, to impose any penalty that he may deem appropriate for that. With that, we are forcing, we do have an introduction. We do have a new Executive Director of the South Dakota Towns and Townships, and I'd be honored if she would come up and introduce herself.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Diane Worrell, and I just recently took over the position of Executive Director for the Towns and Townships as of the first of the year. So I'm very new at this. I ask for your patience. A little bit about me. I've worked for all levels of government. I worked for the City Health Department in Huron. I worked for the state as a regional supervisor. And most recently, I was working as a disaster field inspector for FEMA for the last 7 years. So I have a little experience with local government. For those of you that might not know a lot about our association, I'm proud to say we have over 600 members of towns and townships that are part of our organization. We send out quarterly newsletters each quarter, and this is my first legislative session. Dick is our head lobbyist, and I'll be following him around trying to learn the ropes.
I think it sounds like it'd be an opportunity to really have some fun with Ms. Worrell, being it's her first legislative session. Any questions, comments for her? Thank you, Representative Rounds. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will calendar for our committee two bills for next Tuesday. Representative Rouse, what are those numbers again?
They would be House Bill 1053 and House Bill 1054.
Thank you, Representative Roush. Those will certainly be posted as legally required. Additional comments from this committee? Again, thank you, Representative Browns. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Comments, discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.